The Gemara in Ksuvos on Daf Samach Zayin and Beis darshens the pasuk by Tztaka, by Mitzvah Tztaka. The pasuk says that you have to give Dei Machzayroi Asher Yechzar Loi. So the Gemara there darshens that Dei Machzayroi Zubayis Asher Yechzar Zubito Vekelim Loi Zuisha. And that's halacha brought here in Shulchan Aruch, that the Mitzvah Tztaka is not just for someone who's up as starving and ani. The classical picture of an ani, someone who's starving, his tattered clothing, has nowhere to sleep, eat. Not just someone who's starving and to give him the basic needs to live, but also asher yechzar lo kafi achisarin shakal echad echad, kafi what each person is missing from the normal standards of living. So you have to be mashal mechisarin. And the Gemara there is mivur betzim a big chiddush. The Gemara tells the story of Hillel Hazaken that about the ani ben tuvim, about the person who was raised with wealth. Or he was himself misrago, either from his, you know, from his parents and from his family, he was wealthy, or he himself lived with wealth, and then he lost his wealth and became a poor person. So since he was ruggle in these things, which are really moisturous, to have a sus and an evid running in front of him, all these things were really things that regular people don't have. But because that was his chisaron, so Hillel, you see from the Gemara, Hillel held that was considered tztaka. And that goes in the midst of tztaka. It's a chiv to give him tztaka, and you could use mosques. Meiser and most tztaka to give such a thing. And that's what's passing here in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Nun, Sif Aleph, that Imho Yadarko Lurcha Valsus Ve'Evid Lorot Zlefanav Kishaya Asher Ve'He'eni Koine Loi Sus Ve'Evid V'chein L'chol Echad V'Echad L'fi Masha Tzarech, each person K'fi Masha Hu. And that's basically more or less Lashon Rambam.
What's the getter of what he's used to?
Oh, yes, yeah, so let's get, we're going to get into the problem. So the Meiser, the Lashon here of the Rambam, this is what Michal is pointing out. The Rambam and also Shulchan Aruch says Vehani, that he became poor. But Chari Kipshuta, there's no Tanai that the rich person has to mamash become poor before we give him back his things. Even if he's still let's say now he's living on the standards of a normal person, but it's difficult for him because he doesn't have his car, he doesn't have his Cadillac, he doesn't have his moisters. So Chari Lagabi that he's called an ani, and that's Chari the Kavanah of the Rambam Shulchan Aruch here. Vehani became poor, clapping the things that are chesam for him. And that's beforeish in the Sefer Achinuch, that in Mitzvah Tafayin Tes, there he says lahadya that Mitzvah Tzaka, he gam po'amim sheit starich machmas choyli of neshum mikra acher l'davar echad. Sometimes a person, for something happens, an illness or some mikra acher, it's for davar misuim l'davar echad he needs, and lagabi that he's called anani. So what's the gedarim here? What are the gedarim of day machsoir? What's called normal? What he's used to? What he's not used to? So Lamai says there are certain things. That even though they're not regular dvarim chiyuniyim, clothing and food, pashut, they're what might be extras. So, but it's not really extra, but not the basic needs of every person. But everyone understands that if a person has that need, so that's called a machzer. Well, much like the Sefer Chinuch is saying, that if a person has a chaylim, ne chayli, so bismanenu, it's, you know, it happens. Someone has a sudden serious illness, they have to do a big expense for a surgery, a special type of medicine, or have to travel to get on an airplane. So these things, everyone understands that even though a normal person doesn't have these expenses, this person's living fine, he has his house, he has his money, but since he has a special mikram yuchud, so that's called day machzer, that's chayr pashut. L'maisa, the other example here in Shulchan Aruch here, is in Masi and Ma'isha, that a person who can't afford to support himself to get married, either because he can't provide for a house and for furniture, and certainly also to marry off one's children, that's a major expense that comes along out of the blue. So even though this person Be'etzim is mistader in life, but since he Pasha has no money to marry off his children, that's of course, everyone understands that's Dei Machzer, right? And the Nafkamina, what's that? Yes, L'chari, it's both. Yeah, it's both. L'chari, you're right. We're going to see in the Hemshech that L'chari, it's also Mechadish here, Nacha Chedish. That by Dei Machzer is also Mechadish. That aside from a chi of mamoni, and aside from giving him money, Pasha to pay for his needs, there's also a mitzvah to be Isaac begufa in gemilas chasadim for day machzayre. Whether it's finding a wife, and we'll see more, treating him with covered hill hazaki, and the Gemara says he himself went and ran in front of him. So in a chanaim, we're going to get into those pratim. But here I'm referring to the actual chi of to Pasha maschir and lebayis that costs money. And like it says in Tzif Beis, Isha Shabali Nasei, it's a mishnah ktuvis lo yifchom minunzuz. You have to give her a certain amount of money. So that's certainly day machzayre. But in a chanaim, we're going to get into those pratim as well. So there's an afkamina, first of all, that avad you can give meiser for such a thing, and avad the person, he has a right, even though in gidrei ani, he's not an ani, he's an ani, so he's allowed to take money from tztaka, from the kupashal tztaka. And the mice, it's also enough community that people think mistakenly that, oh, you know, I'm not a poor person. I'm not going to take tzedakah for this, you know, surgery or whatever, refuah or to marry off children. Maybe they go into chayvis, and then stam, you can mamish ruin your life. So the mice, it's not so pushy. We're going to see more about Richas and Rishon Hay. So there's a Dvarma Farashim about this. Batsim Rishon Hay, the halacha is from the Gemara that a person who's madchik himself not to take tzedakah, so Ashrei Chelka. Even the Gemara says you have haftachos that you're going to get, the seif will get to Ashiris. But the mice, a person who's a zakein, a chelo, ba yasurin, and he says, oh, I'm not going to take tzedakah, and al yidei zeh, he's mistaken himself and he messes his life up. It's an aveira pashit. The person has to know before he starts saying, oh, I could handle it, I'll go into chayvis. If me'ekra din, he's an ani lagabi this thing, and by being matzich himself will cause tam tzaris and to be makalkal his whole life, so then chanami, he should take tzedakah. And the mice of the shach lira, the example the shach gives, in Rishon Hay, you know, zakei no chayla, zak the shach, o sheyesh lo banos rabos, if he has a lot of daughters. Vein yachal asim, no fire the son, elam kein yitol, savada, you have a chiv to take. And the person says, oh, I'm going to be a tzadik, I'll take it, it's a mistake. Okay, we should all have parnasa berevach, but you know. What do you mean? Well, that's not. Let's say a person comes and says, I want to get married, but I can't, you know, no one's going to get married to me if I can't provide a house. So that's one issue. But then Sif Beis is a woman who comes. Isha Shabali Nase. And you have to give her also. Yeah. Kal Echad, Lefi Tzarkai. Echadam, Lefi the Matzah. Fine. So that's the cheshbon here, that lemaisa is something that everyone understands, at a sudden expense of, or not sudden, marrying of children and an illness, so that's called a machsera, and nevada, if necessary, a person should take to take tzedakah in order not to be going to be megalgal himself into chayvis and be stacking himself. Okay, so these things are clear. The question is, What about things that are not so clear that called a chisaron by every person? So we saw someone who's mamish, he grew up a rich person, or he himself lived a wealthy lifestyle because he was wealthy, and then he went down from his dechassim. Fine. So then we say, okay, so we have to give him day machzor or whatever he needs, and that's even though that's not shavu l'chol nefesh, but everyone understands that, you know, by an ani it's azay. But the question is, let's say we're not talking about an usher. So lemaisa, the Gemara says day machzor. The Gemara already darshins. There's no chiyuv stam. I'm going to say, listen, I was never rich, but you know, I really want a nice deer. If you can give me stock already, you know, do it properly. So zok the Meiris already brings from that Gemara and reads the Duch that avado, when a stam person comes and he doesn't have a house, he doesn't have clothing, he doesn't have a kol minei tzrachim, so you give him betzimtzum. You don't stam give your beravchus stam. He's taking from most tzakos. You give betzimtzum. And that's how he learns that Gemara. You don't have to make him rich. But the mice of the place where you speak out, obviously it doesn't mean betzimtzum that you have to give him, you know, stale bread and water, because again, that's a normal standard. That's not called de machzer. He'll still be a chaser. So what's taka together? What's that? Oh, so what's taka together? So most of the place can say that it's really totally in a lot of things. It's totally in A, what he was used to.
But even
if he was used to a lower standard, if he's now in an area, if let's say, mashallah, I saw Shem of Scheinberg, that let's say someone lived in Russia and he made Aliyah to Israel, and here the standards are much higher, so even though he was used to eating, you know, chves, vodka and stale bread his whole life, whatever, I don't know what they, and here the standards are higher, so avada de machzer is machayev, that he should live like a normal person. And it seems that each person in his, you know, surroundings amongst his bnei giloi, who he's, you know, connected to in his shchuna, and his, his chevra, he should get what's normal for those people.
He started out money, made money, lost money.
Yeah, so I think if he made money and he got accustomed to that lifestyle through his ashiras, saying the chayra.
Saying everyone gets it. Yeah, has money. He's very
I hear.
The day that he gets it, he's accustomed.
I don't know if that's going to be our custom, because then it's like, you know, just because he had, you know, his few days in the limelight, you know, it could be. So I don't know. I call it for your Indian.
What if he's rich in Russia, but that's rich in Russia, like he's living in a hut, and he comes to Manhattan?
Yeah, so the place you can say, basically, where you are now should be Kaveh, unless you have a special need that, you know, I had, when I used to be rich, I used to be in Russia, I had a special thing, fine. But if we're just trying to create standards based on, you know, where you are now, so then we go with, you know, where you are, where you live. So there are certain nekudas and things here that are taka yesh ladun. Lamasha, like here it says maschir no bayis. You rent for him a house. So the Sheva Levi has a tshuva, and I think this is true, more true maybe for Bnei Yitzchak, that This man is there, if someone gets married and just mask him a house, it's not causing him just tzaris. You're not giving me revach. After 2 months, he's not going to be able to pay his rent. He's going to chayvus and have his daggers and tzaris. And so, yeah, and that's what it's much more makubal in Eretz Yisrael. If someone gets married, they put a down payment, they buy a dira. So he says, certainly, even though Shulchan says maskirin, certainly a person would have right to, if a person can't afford a dira, a person would have a right to go collect staka, halvai someone should give him, to even buy a dira. And ad kadei kach, that Sheva Levi handles this, and some of the other Hantik Yitshuvas, Svarim, and Sternbach's Chuvas Hanagas, he discussed this, that even if someone taka feels that, you know, you fine, I'll give you a dira, but you go live in a chves, go live in some kind of far flung place where there's no, yeah, down south, you know, where there's it'll be much cheaper. But a person said, Tainas, my day machzaira is that I can't live, I need to live where there's Yerushimayim, I need to live where there's Torah and Tefillah. So you can't go overboard, but Lamai still the place can say that also goes into account, because that's a normal tzarech of someone who grew up in Yerushalayim in a normal Haredi neighborhood, and then all of a sudden you're going to tell them, I'm not giving you only to live in some far-flung place. Hakol Mayim Yerushalayim, yeah, so this is the Shaila. It could be you could, because Yerushalayim, you know, because there are other places at Yerushalayim that are Gansfaina, Hamisha, you know, places, but... Yeah, okay, but so that's the question. Could a person tie in a day machzor to the school of Yerushalayim? Okay, that already could be a little bit far-fetched, you know. What? They go out, right. Yeah, now it's, I think it's very makubal that a, you know, young couple, they go out to places that are cheaper. But to say it's go even cheaper because it's and less religious or less, the most sachinuch and is good, then a person can tie in a day machzor. I saw also from Scheinberg, he tied is that... someone doesn't have an air conditioner. He says that's the chayra, normal tzarech, is my name. I was accepted, that's not something considered meisters by most people. And even if this person tiny says, yeah, I could do okay without it. If someone wants to use most staka to buy for someone an air conditioner, so then at least I guess an Eretz Yisrael, and it'll depend on the climate. But here it's already become something that people struggle to, and many people feel like can't function without it. So, hakalafia inyan. So someone asked me, you know, in Chodesh Elul here in Yerushalayim, so you see the Breslovers come around. Breslover Hasidim collecting money to go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah because they can't afford it, and by them it's mamish Indian gadol shavigdayim this Indian to go to the Rebbe in Uman for Rosh Hashanah. So chayr shayl day machzori. I don't know. Someone told me b'shem Talmud Chacham, not a Breslover Chassid, that taka it's day machzori. I mean, it was serious people. It was like real serious Indian that the serious the Breslover Hasidim, they go for Uman. It costs a lot of money, and they're not Indian. They live normally, but to buy a plane ticket, you know, it's too expensive. So yesh ladan if it's nichnas to the gedar, but l'chayr it's definitely makam ladan that should be shaykh to day machzer.
They say in Gadol that it's hard for me to live without it. Is that
day machzer? Yeah, I mean,
easy for me. I don't need it. So I mean, even though I had it, now I can live without it. That's not
day machzer. Yeah, I mean, there's a lashon in the Gemara like this. The Gemara says that same Gemara in Tzuvah says a meiser that an oni came to the Nechemya and said, "No, I need to eat good wine and meat and everything." Nechemya said, "Come, have some meat, some lentils. If not, that's all I have to give you." So he came, ate lentils, and he died. Couldn't handle it. So Gemara says, "I Nechemya, you're a tzeach." So Nechemya says, "He killed himself. Why?" Loi bayil efnuki nafshi kuli hai. Meaning, so this person, he put himself in a matzav kind of way. It wasn't a person who stammed wealth. He became a mefunek azai. Even shaloi kafi darga, so shaloi kafi, you know, where he should have been his normal darga. And the mele came to a point where taki was bitzar, but he did it to himself. He caused himself the tzaris. So I don't know. Here, it's mashma. It has to be some darga of tzar. And here he's held accountable. It's his problem. Mashma balavachi, we would have taken care of it. But mashma, it has to be some kind of, you know. Some kind of real
TV. Something
Various is a different story. Yeah. I mean, Lemaisa, I did see one of the Svarim. You know, the Svarim do discuss. Well, someone who became, you know, he had a job and he had a car, and he became ruggled to a car, and then he decided he's leaving work, he's going back to Kail. So obviously, and then he couldn't afford the car. So he goes down to all the Avreichim who don't have cars and says, "Listen, I'm ruggled to a car. So, you know, come on, help me out." So yesh ladan, a kolafi inyan. I don't think it's a klar together, but klar has to be some kind of big. It's sort of chash, something that's causing him tsar, at least. That
just to be said by a rich person says, it's all in the few where you live.
Right.
This guy,
yeah, so that's the thing. But even where you live, but we do. There is a chiddush that, but if you come from a wealthy background, you lived with wealth, and even if that's above the standards of where you live, that is a reason to take day machzor for that. Okay, so maisit klar though.
Even if it's wealthy here, so.
Yeah, even if it's a higher level. Meaning, even though it was clear by Hill, the case of the Gemara, that even though right now we're going to give him his needs on the higher a higher standard of living than the average, but since he was personally ruggled to that, so that's his day machzor.
That's going to decrease the amount of, say, if they give him a day machzor now, so he's going to have 2 months of day machzor.
Okay, here, this is the question. If, I don't know if it was limited or... In Hanabi, you know, next week, Mr. Shem, we're going to go with the halachas of Kadima. It could be in terms of Kadima. If there's someone who's hungry for bread and this guy needs his demachsayre cattle X, so in Hanabi, it could be, I'll come first. But the musig that it's a kusher at staka, that's what we're saying. In Hanabi, it could be, you know, bizmanenu, probably, it's very vite that someone's talking to get his demachsayre kafi like as well, because pashat, there's Kadima in staka, and it's people pashat starving. In Hanabi, you're saying, b'yisoyed, it's a kusher at staka. Okay, so now Lamaisa, but again, so we said the guy has to be poor, Lamaisa. Not poor, but he has to be unable to afford this. But Marshall, it's the first halacha in Rishon Gimel Sefiyot. Let's say there's a rich guy, and he's very stingy, he doesn't want to use his money. And Meili says, oh, I can't afford it, I can't touch my $10 million in the banks. Then too bad, we tell him he could starve, and that's the first Shulchan Aruch, Rishon Gimel Sefiyot, that we're not Mesiachis Din Bechlal. And Ad Kedei Kach, in the beginning of Rishon Gimel, it's the first there that a person who has a lot of luxurious items and kalim and furniture, so depending on who you're taking stucco from, we'll see there different pratim, a person actually has to sell his luxurious kalim and downgrade before he goes and takes stucco from other places. Depends, if you're taking from a yachid, then you don't have to sell so much, but if you're going to go take from the kupa shel tzedakah, all your luxurious items you have to sell before you go start tapping into... Huh?
Is that zero?
Yeah, so that's the question, al-tei machzor, meaning in a chanami. If it's something that would have caused... The example the place can give over there, we're talking about someone who has like gold and silver kalim, so downgrade a little bit, and that's already not tei machzor. Tei machzor seems okay, so this would be a rai, you need something more substantial. Right. Okay, so then the question becomes like this. So let's say a person, Taka, doesn't have money, and he's Taka missing day machzor, but he's just being lazy. He can get up and get a job. He's not sick. He's not, you know, incapable. What? That's the mistake. But, so what about a lazy person? So the place can say, it's found already in some in earlier Acharonim, the Tshuvas Marashdam, Yeridea. So he Taka says that someone who's lazy is just an atzlin, and he bets him could make a shtalus to make money. So also we have no chiyuv to misachis him and to take care of him. And al derech zu, I saw b'shem Rav Scheinberg as well that someone who's yodua that he's a big mevazbizon they call it. Every money he gets, he spends on ridiculous things and he wasts money here and there. Chutz from dvar masur, even dvar mutarim, but he spends his money in a ridiculous way that is it's all going to waste. That's another reason not to give that's not mechayev de machzor. And it's all based on this idea that if he basically could provide for himself de machzor, so that's his responsibility for ours.
In the first case, it's
who
he doesn't want work. Why is he younger like that? I
want to
learn what you support. Why is that different?
What do you mean?
I'm saying, this guy is saying, he could get
a job and
instead he wants to come on
to
Mustafa.
Right.
Because he's hiding it instead.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm just
he's not an Atzlan. Right, he's not an Atzlan because he wants to be Isaac and Teres Hashem. I mean, that's for sure. That's for sure about Chutz from Yisach HaZlum we spoke about last week, but that's for sure. He's not being an atzlan. He has an asik, which is a kasher asik, and the fakir. That's what the place can say about him in Hilchos Talmud Torah that specifically bizmanenu, because of the chulshos aderes. So someone who wants to really be able to shtag b'derech klal, he's unable to work taka. And fakir. The truth is, let's say someone could work, but he would have to go clean the streets. So that's also day machzer. If he's not being lazy. But he can't work because either he wants to sit and learn, or because taka, the only work available to him is something that's a menial job, that's taka below his kavod, that would be embarrassing to him. So that could also be day machzor. You have to give him money, so he shouldn't have to do something that's beneath his dignity. Meaning, we're just talking about someone who stam, for no good reason, just wants to be lazy and stam shnar from tztaka. But if a person it's beneath it, you can't find a job that's matim for him, or someone wants to sit and be oisik and tire, because otherwise he feels he's unable to do kaim mitzvah stam and tire, and certainly that's a reason to... And fakir, that's what we saw. That's the end of Reish Mem Tes, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. That is the highest darga of tztaka. To be taimich and talmid chutz from the Yisachar Zvulun Shabbat, which is discussed last week. But mitzvah tztaka in Arum Lomot Torah, that's the highest. That's Marik brings from Yerushalmi. That is the highest darga of tztaka.
More than Hava.
More than Hava, yeah. So you have to know how it stems with the Shmoy Namayas. But in the end of Reish Mem Tes, where the Shmoy Namayas Abba, the Shulchan Aruch brings Marik, that the highest darga is Talmud Torah. Okay. So. Lamai Sazoi. What we're saying until now is that it's a kasher tztaka. So the Ani has it. This person has a right to go be makabel for to get what his needs are, whether he's rich, whether it's something for sudden need or whatever. If you call the pratim, whatever is normal. kill the pratim, so he's able to take it. So that doesn't mean if Mr. De Machzer comes to me and says, you know, listen, I need, you know, this and this and this, and that's my De Machzer. So that does not mean that I have to give him his entire De Machzer. It just means that he is ra'i to be mekabel this amount of tzedaka. But do I personally have to give it to him the whole amount? So really, there's machlokes that place came over here. And it really starts with the Beis Yosef and the Torah. The Torah learns basically that it's machlokes. The Torah learns machlokes Rosh and Rambam. And he learns that Bedas the Rosh, a Yachid, has to give the whole De Machzer. And Bedas the Rambam, he learns that it depends. That if he's going around from door to door, then I don't have to. But otherwise, if it's still he's someone who's keeping his poverty private, I would have to. And the Torah learns it's a machlekes, and he's machriya neged his father in the Rosh, and he says it's nearer like the Rambam, that someone who's going around and he shows everyone he's an ani. So then everyone, between everyone, he'll get his day machzer. But someone who's still keeping it secret because he's going to be embarrassed and he comes to you, you should take give him day machzer. That's what the Torah says. The Beis Yosef is chaylik. He says you misread the Rambam, there's no machlekes, and it's pashut, that mehecha tesi, I should have to give day machzer. Yodiyat tzara l'rabim, says the Beis Yosef. Go tell everyone your problem, and you'll get what you need. It's not my responsibility to take care of your day machzer. So the ma'aseh to machlekes, machlekes apayskim. The Ramah here goes with the Beis Yosef, and he says, "Ein hayachid mechuyev litein day machzer." Alam yodiyat tzara l'rabim, and he just feels like, fine. If there's no rabim, if there's no one around to help him, or the rabim doesn't have money, and I do, so then I would have a chiyev. But etzem I don't have a chiyev day machzer. The ma'aseh, the goyin over here. The Goyin, and it's based on the Shachar, it brings from the Bach. The Goyin and the Bach, they talk to learn that if a single person has enough money, so then if I have enough money and he has not yet told everyone about his poverty, someone privately comes to me, then I should yes be mechayev to give them achzer. That's a machlekes. And the Taina is, and the Goyin says that ain't near in divrei Shach. The Shach is very dachuk. The Shach, because the Shach holds you, like the Ramah, you don't have to give. So what's the problem? The problem is we really saw a sif in the beginning of Reish Mem Tes. In the beginning of Reish Mem Tes, Loshen Aram brought in Shulchan Aruch. Shir Nesinosa. Im Yodai Maseges, Yitin Kivitzarech Aniyim. It says the first Aram, the Shulchan Aruch himself brings it. You should give what the Aniyim need. So the Shach says, yeah, maybe it's talking over there where he had no one else to go to. So the Goyin understandably says, yeah, that's a big doichak to say such a thing, and the Vada's wrong. So Meilot Samachlik, yes, it seems Takalas Kamas Apeskim is like the Shulchan Aruch and like the Ramah, that each personal person does not have a chiyuv to give his day machzer. Tachas l'mais, in terms of what's the steer Shulchan Aruch, I thought l'mais, you could learn a parsha of Mahalach in the Rambam and in Shulchan Aruch, that l'mais, in Shulchan Aruch and Reish Mem Tes, it's talking like this. And the Rambam also over there is mashm like that in the beginning of Perak Zayin. Shir nesinasa yadam aseges kefi tzarech ha'aniyim, plural, to all the aniyim. So clearly that the idea over there is, could be a person, let's say he has a certain amount that's stuck, his meiser, his chaymesh, whatever it is, and he lives in a place and he knows five aniyim, that's all he knows about. And he has enough to give each person all their needs. Avada, he should give. I mean, less amanda polak. Why should I not give everyone all their needs? Which I guess, because he wants everything, I should keep my money in my pocket, my stock of money in my pocket. Of course, I should give. If I could afford it, I should take care of all they need. I should take care of every onion in the world. In Reish Nun, we're just saying like this, that a person has his amount of stock of, and he knows there's thousands of aniyim. He knows there's lots and lots of aniyim. He can't give everyone. So mechates, I should give you all my money, most stock, all my most meiser. I'll give you some, and I'll give others some, and you should go around, and you know, I'll split it up evenly. So, but even that, there would be no steer, and I think that's taka what the place can go with. And ma'isa that which stem with the Rambam, it's a famous Rambam, Perish Mishnayis, Avos, Hakolafi Reiv HaMaisa. So, Rambam there says that Adarab, it's a bigger maila to give a lot of small matanas to a lot of people than one matana to one person, because that way you instill in yourself the Midas HaNedivos, we spoke about already in the beginning of Hilchos Tzedakah, that that's one of the tachlosim of Mitzvah Tzedakah, is to instill yourself this Midas. So, Akoponim, that's. I mean, there's no iser. If a person knows a neighbor, knows a karov, someone comes to him and says, listen, I need a large amount of money. It's taka de machzer. And a person knows he can afford it. So there's zikr no iser in giving him de machzer. Might be a good thing, a kol v'inyan. But there's no chiyev. There's zikr no chiyev. And I'm saying, so you have to weigh how important it is and how much, you know, how hard would it be for him to go to other people. You have to weigh that with the fact that the Rambam says that really it's a mile to give to a lot of people. So. Well, according to the Beis Yosef, according to what it says in Shulchan Aruch, for his day machzera, you tell him too bad. You tell him it's not my responsibility, and you could really tell him, I don't have to give you everything you need, and you have to go on it and reveal yourself to others. meaning I want to get for him. I want to go to other people collect for him.
Yeah, but you want to even give to him through someone else.
Yeah,
so the question is not to agree with Mashmah that you're saying that's part of the deal.
I mean, if it's necessary, I mean,
to find out about that he's,
you could leave it up to him. I mean, you could tell, could be you need his reshus to be mepharsim, and the place can certainly say that, and that's certainly, we saw the milo satstaka, certainly be a milo to not tell people who it is. Someone trusts you, tell them, listen, I know someone, and not to tell them. But if it's necessary to tell someone the name, then you need his reshus before you go telling people. But you can't force his hand, but he can't force your hand. You tell him, listen, I can give you my personal $100. I'm willing to go collect for you, but it's necessary for me to tell privately people your name. So I'm saying it's up to him, really. But yeah, I think you would certainly need his reshus. You could do that as reshus, but the maisa, he can't force your hand to give de machzer that you're not machivt. Okay, so maisa here. This is what Adam was mentioning, that Maisa in this Gemara and in this Siman Shulchan Aruch Mavur, and part of Dei Machsoira is not just to give money, but to take care of, to be Oisik Gmilas Chasadim, to find a wife, to find an apartment, and really in Sif Dalid, it's also from Mishnah Peah, that we see an Ein Paischon L'Ani, Oivim Bakam Bakam, an Ani goes around, so it says you have to give him enough food to eat for that day, and Shemen, V'Kitnias, and you have to give him a place to sleep, and you have to give him a pillow and a blanket, and thus, and if he stays for Shabbos, you have to give him a Sudas. So Maisi here, this is getting a little bit into the Indian of mitzvahs of Gemilas Chasadim and of Achnas Sarchim, which Lamaisa are also going to be a kiyum of mitzvahs Tzedakah. So, meaning Lamaisa like this, in Avos Chesed, the Chavos Chaim Avos Chesed brings, in Chel Gimel over there, he's talking about in Yonah Gemilas Chasadim, he brings ready from the Sefer Yishnoichlam, B'Shem the Maharil, that Lamaisa Achnas Sarchim and Gemilas Chasadim, Fakir, the Gemara says that's the mile of these things, that you could do that with Ashirim also. If you're machnas arech to an ashir, also is a, and gemilas chasadim is also with ashir. It says the yesh noachim shein maril, but if you do hachnasas arechim with an ani, so it's the, even a higher milo, because then you're makayim takatu mitzvahs. You're makayim the Indian of hachnasas arechim and the mitzvahs tztaka. And why is it interesting? So the Chavetz Chaim there in Avos Chesed, he goes whole arichas all the mamari chazal, how chazal is maflig in the milos of hachnasas arechim. And the whole mice of Avraham Avinu with the Malachim, how we learn every prat in the Chavetz Chaim there, takes apart each prat of Avraham Avinu. You see, he was Bezrizos and Beshlemos and Besimcha, and he did everything Be'ofen Haroi. And all the Maamari Chazal that Shulchan Hashem Bezman Azeh is no Kabbanah, Shulchan Hashem Adam Mechaper Olav, the Avos Chesed learns Daf Ganiyim. So it's interesting, he already made this order back then, Avos Chesed, that so you see, when someone has an usher in his house, Taka Mitzvah, Chnas Zarchim. But Lamaisa, for Hashim, you see people do it b'simcha. When Hashem came and Ani comes, everyone, you know, chews him away, not so happy, thus. And really, that's the higher Maila. The Maisa b'sman hazeh, it's interesting, like Maisa, this mitzvah of being machnas and Ani l'saych beso and feeding food, kamat disappeared. So I guess like people are afraid, all kinds of strange people come, it's dangerous to let them in your house, and thus, I'm stumbled the tainas are richtig. But Lamaisa the Chafetz Chaim says there the greatest Maila is mitzvah, that it's state in Medrash that Ke'ez Chayil Sarabain, that it's a haftacha for banim, that Isha Shunamis and by Sarimeno, they were both zeich at the banim, it says chos for banim, and Lamaisa zok there that it state in the parsha by Avraham Avinu by Yiten El Hanar, that he sent his children to go to be oisik. Zok there is a special chiyah from the Torah to be mechanech your children gemilas chasadim. So Lamaisa, we're usually not zeich to this mitzvah, but you know, anyone, you know, when this, if this mitzvah ever comes along. You know, it's chaperein, and I know, like in, you know, I'm from Flatbush, Brooklyn. You know, so I know over there, like there are a few aniyim you do, and they go around. Most people don't want to let them in. Mistama, you know, you can't have tainas because people are afraid. They, you know, who you're letting into your house and sit at your table. It's all strange people usually. You don't know what the who knows. You know what.
You saw a lot of great compounds together.
What's that?
A lot of great compounds together of aniyim.
So Achnosis, but that's the problem. So Achnosis Archim, so Sudas Mireim, it's Mavur, and Shinna Megimel in Hilchos Shabbos, the Dharma says that even Achnosis Archim, even Achnosis from Hashim, it's only if he doesn't have a place to eat. But Stam, someone who is by his home, you just invite him into your house to eat, so it's an Afkamina, because it's still called the Sudas Rishus. Certain things, Sudas Mitzvah, we have certain kulas in Hilchos Shabbos, but if you just invite someone over to your house that he lives down the block and he could just eat at home and you're being nice, so that's the Maisa, not called the Maya Lachnas Zarchim. The Maisa, if he's coming from out of town or something, you put him up in your house, in a Hanami. So Bachim depends, right? If he's like far away from Yeshiva or if they didn't have a place to eat, so there is definitely going to be an Inyan Lachnas Zarchim, but the Maya being to feed an Ani. So here, you're saying if you have a poor Avrich that comes from out of town, so then you might have this Maya Lataka. But.
If you have feeding the Ani, not Lachnas Zarchim.
What's that?
Without
a chasarchem, right? If he leaves, if there's no buy, right? Chanami, you stand to feed avrichim. But
what we said is on this.
Right, that could be a chasarchem. And what? I think that's something you definitely have to keep in mind. I'm saying, tell from experience, it's been a while since I've been you know, back in New York. But I know there's a couple of aniyim go around. Most people just won't let them in. Not sure, you know, it's a very fine line between, like, you have a richtig gatayin, I don't want to let them in, I'm scared, this and that, and, you know. But it's a big schos to bring someone in, bring an aniyim. And usually food is something we have baravchas. Money, when you have anyway a fridge full of food, so chaval. Okay, so just one nekuda. I just want to chap this the beginning of Rishon Aleph is the halachas of not giving to an avari. Sif Aleph and Sif Beis over there. So Maisa, basically the Shach and Taz handle seem to be steers in the Torah back and forth. What comes out is that a person who is an avarian b'mezid lahachis just wants to be over on Isurei Daraisa b'mezid. So even one time, he's called amazim, it's usher to give him tzedakah, and if he gets captured by terrorists, it's usher to save him. Tachas amaisa, that metzias pashas does not exist, bizmaneinu. That's like the famous Chazanish and many other gedolei olam that already said that bizmaneinu, that they're tinoi kishanishbu, and not only are they not a mumr lahachas, they're probably not even a mumr l'teyavon. And what it's mover here, that if even a real mumr l'teyavon, someone who decides, you know, he can't control his taiva, so he's a mumr l'teyavon, so there lamaisa, the mechaber paskins that you're not mechuyev to take care of him, but it's mutter too. That's how the Mechaber and the Shach and Taz Paskin, the Goyin and the Pischei Tshuva here, point out from Taisus and Avodah Zarah, and a bunch of Paiskin the Pischei Tshuva brings, that if I care, a mumr l'teyavon, you're mechuyev to take care of him. If he's not lachachas against the Torah, he just can't control his taivis, and he does a lot of averus, so lemaisa it's mutter. So either it's mutter, but not mechuyev, and the Goyin learns, up here this Taisus, you're talking mechuyev to feed him. Bifrap is manenu, there's a grace atzad that certainly a mumr l'teyavon, there's a grace atzad that he's not even a mumr b'chal because of tinoi kishanishbu. And the mela, there would charevad be a chiyuv to take care of them. Again, we'll have to see. In yonai kedima, we're going to see a shem b'tayr mitzvahs comes before someone who's not a shem b'tayr mitzvahs. Lemaisa, al tzatzim tztaka, it's a kasher tztaka. The only thing where Moshe has a tshuva, he just points out that if you have a charitable organization, which is run by non-firm people, they could be tenekes shenishbu from today till tomorrow, but lamaisa they have no nemanus. And they're telling you, oh yeah, we have an organization and we distribute to the poor and distribute this. So then it's what we're going to see in the Hemshech. You're not allowed, the gaboy stuck on the kupa have to be nemanim, they have to be shomer Torah mitzvah, supposed to be tamid lechamim, and certainly to give to, and certainly one should not give to someone, you know, in the fry organization, because they min hastam don't have this unless they're muchzik to be nemanim, they have some kind of special hashgacha that someone could you know, can verify. But otherwise, so in terms of their personal needs, it seems that there would be a chiv to give, but in terms of an organization, it should be really done to, you know, Baruch Hashem. Here in Yerushalayim, we don't have this problem. Nevada Rabbanim. That's that nekuda. And the other nekuda here is just the Ramah, the Shtukal Machlekes, but the Halach Lamais is that we're Mefarnas in Aniyah Akam and Aniyah Yisrael. So the Shaila is, Im Aniyah Yisrael or not? Does the guy have to be standing next to Yir or not? So it's a Machlekes Yerushalayim. The Halach Lamais, the Shach Paskins, that's the Shulchan Aruch later, that even if a guy is not with a yid, he's by himself, and he comes to you to collect, in general you're supposed to give to the guy even when he's not with a yid, because that way, you know, Gemara and Gittin says it shouldn't be Ava, that they shouldn't have tainas on the yid and they don't take care of us. What's that?